Hello everybody at Metamorph. We have an under trainee police officer here with us who will be sharing his experience of the whole event after Doctor passed away. So let us hear directly from the horse's mouth of what the experience was like.
We got the message of Rajkumar's expire on 12th, that is around about 3 p.m. in the afternoon. But we had no idea whether we would be called for the bandobast duties to Bangalore and all. So we were doing our regular duties at our headquarters. At night at around 11 p.m. We got the news that we were called up for the bandobast duties to Bangalore. So we made our preparations and the buses were arranged and we were left to Bangalore to report at commissioner's office around about 2:30 a.m. in the morning. Then we reached the Bangalore commissioner's office around about 6 p.m. in the morning. 6 a.m. in the morning. Then immediately we were not assigned any task. We were asked to wait because the duties were to be allotted to other police persons who had arrived before us, especially the KSRP and the CRPF personnel who were there at the moment.
Please go on.
Then after that, we did our morning course. We finished some. We had some trouble for getting the ticket canal because all the houses were closed there. So we tried and managed somehow. And we were still waiting for the whole day. Half of our personnel, means we were around 18 personnel left from our headquarters. We reported to the commissioner's office. Out of that, round about 80 personnel, including 30 lady police personnel, were taken. And they were deployed at the Kadhi River Stadium. That was the venue where the body was to be kept for the viewing to the general public. Then those 70 personnel left this headquarters. They were given a specific task. They reported there. The remaining, we were around about 150. The remaining, we were still waiting. Hopefully, we were expecting that we had to have a specific task. We had to be as a reserve party. But in the afternoon, there was some disturbance and around about 2:30 p.m. we were again called for the roll call, and out of that, a 40-person team out of this 115 were again called up. We 40-person along were escorted by an ACP, I don't remember his name exactly. And we were, we first went to the Mahalakshmipuram police station. From there, we literally walked. We had a route march from there with some other personnel. At the Mahalakshmipuram, we were joined by some other police personnel. So total our strength was, we were 40, plus another 60 personnel were there with us. So we 100 of us route marched from the Mahalakshmipuram station to the Nandini layout, just outside the gate of the Kanti River Studios. We were supposed to take position, where at Kanti River Studios, the film position was to be carried out. The last place were to be Kanti River Studios. So just outside the gate, we were to take position. There we were led again by the same ACP. Then we fought. Situation there was already tense. Stone throwing had already taken place. Along with that, the mob had already burnt some two vehicles. In that, the police inspector was also slightly involved. So the situation was quite tense there. So we reached there. So then there we, on the spot, we had two personnel, two senior, one was our IG. Can I disclose his name? He was Mr. Reddy. AGP Reddy. And one more SP was there with us, Mr. Alok Kumar. So these two of us were there. We reported to him. Then they distributed us. Initially, there was some misunderstanding among the personnel. We were not aware. As this was our first-hand experience, we had already attended some other bandobast duties, but the type of mob, the situation which we are now, right now, was very different from the earlier times. Because earlier we were all peaceful bandobast and this was a very unruly mob. So it was difficult for us what to do, what not to do. And there was literally lack of a proper command regarding our superior officers. Even they were, he said, how to deploy people, how to give us an account. We had faced up the equipment consisting of 40 personnel each with all the cane shields, body protectors, helmets and all. And what we 40 freshers we report, we were still under, we are still on And
hello.
Any problem?
No, nothing. Can you hear us? You can hear us, right?
Yeah.
Please continue.
We had literally no helmets. We were just wearing a beret cap. We had no body protectors. We had no fiber shields or cane shields. We had just one glass we had.
Okay.
And with all the stuff, ill-equipped, we can say we were literally ill-equipped. And just only reported the first year of the inspection that to the other platoons, KSRP platoons who had rifles, that there should be no firing. Without firing, we have to chase the mob and we have to disperse the mob.
Mm-hmm.
That lathi charge and tear gas firing.
Okay.
So we were left with only two items, that was tear gas firing, and we have to literally march over the unruly mob.
Mm-hmm.
Which was very difficult task for us, because without any protectors, it was literally impossible to approach the mob. Though we were at the distance of some 50 to 60 feet from the mob, they had sufficient stones, stock of stones, soda bottles and other things, and we were short of tear gas shells, no body protectors. So that was the situation there. It was very difficult. And the fourth thing was the problem of the KSRP problem and other KSRP problem which was there. They were not obeying the orders. They were literally, I cannot say that they were afraid, but they were not taking the initiative. Though they had all the equipment, they were fully prepared and trained for that, they were not taking any initiative. We freshers were asking them to come in the front as they have, so that they can withhold the stone to end. But instead of that, they were standing behind. And at some peak moments when the mob used to chase us, they used to literally climb their own buses and sit inside the buses.
Okay.
And we were
just a minute.
The situation there. So it was a very funny situation for us. We were thinking, what these KSRP were having very high expectations from them, but that was a very difficult situation for us.
Okay, so just a minute. Are you telling us that the freshers were taking much more initiative than the veterans out there? And the veterans were actually they chickened out from all the action and they were standing behind, and you were actually trying to push them, push their limits to fight
back
the mob?
Yeah, we were trying our best because we had no other options. If the mob would cover us from all the sides, it was literally difficult for us. We would be there. But it was like anything. That was the situation. So to defend ourselves, we had to literally attack. And what we had to do is we also had to throw the same stones.
Okay.
What they were throwing at us, we have to pick up the stones and we have to throw it again on the mob.
Okay.
The soda bottles which were not burst, we have to throw it again back on them.
Okay.
That was the situation there. that was going on. This went on for around about, there were two major. We used to aggress, they used to retreat, and when we used to show our backs and come back to our position, they used to again come back and attack us.
Okay.
At one situation, it was a very weak situation when the mob was very close to us from all the sides, and we were literally had no space for us to move. So in that situation, one person with the bus, KSRV bus driver, was very intelligent. What he did was, he just moved, rammed the bus onto the mob.
Mm-hmm.
Literally with a high speed, he rammed the bus onto the mob. Then the mob dispersed on both the sides. They threw the stones, but it just passed on through the mob from within to the other side, where we had our DGP there. DG and IG, Mr. C.L. Singh was already there at the distance of about 1 kilometer from the position where we were standing. So he went there and he stood his bus there. Sir.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the one trick they used by the driver, which saved us, literally. Then later on, we again pushed them back, this time a little, that was going. So this went on from around 3:30 to 4 o'clock to 6:30, 7:30, we were doing the same thing. Literally no one of us was majorly hurt, but all of them had smaller minor injuries on their bodies, through stone throwing and all. In that time, some 5 trucks were burned there. The Andhra trucks were standing. Those 5 trucks were sent on fire, let on fire, then... near Mr. Sriyal Singh, some 2 KSTDC buses were literally burned on fire. We requested the local circle inspector that, sir, please arrange for the firefighting and all. He said, you better go and tell Mr. DG and IG, I cannot do anything in this situation. So, the thing is that the preparation point of view, planning point of view, there was a major, this laxity was maintained. No firefighting force was there. We were lack of tear gas shells. I'll come back to the position where we were fighting. We were chasing the crowd in 3 directions.
Okay.
One was on the left, and one was on the front main road, that is, which leads to the studio, and on the right was a gully type of thing where the people used to just disperse into the smaller lanes and we could not trace them out. They used to enter their houses, again come back and again attack us. That was the situation. In the midst of fighting, what happened was we were short of our tear gas shells.
Okay.
There were only very limited tear gas shells provided to us, which went off, which were all exhausted. So now we had a problem what to do. In that situation, we cannot go ahead of without tear gas shells. And one more thing, we had no rubber bullets also to fire at the ground. And we were given a question that no firing should take place. In this tricky situation, we had just no option to just throwing the stones to the public.
Okay.
Which was the...
But I suppose there were no major injuries during all this?
No major injuries were occurred. Luckily, for our good fortune, we had no major injuries, some minor injuries. Even I had some minor injuries on our hand, on our legs. Then the stones came and hit me, and okay, we managed it anyhow. Though we had no head injuries. Main cause is that if we have any head injuries, that's a major thing.
Yeah.
If we have to ship into the hospital. But no major head injury took place. Bodily injuries were many. But in such situations, we can't help also. We have to move. We have to keep moving. So that was the situation there. Then one more thing was that the KSRB men were not ready to use their this tear gas weapon. So we had to take the gun. We had to fire ourselves. Though we were freshers, we were we had no experience of firing. We had just been taught about how to use that tear gas gun.
Okay.
So we just managed with the same theoretical manage. We took the thing in a practical situation and we fired some tear gas long range shells.
Okay.
But it did not exactly hit the target where it was supposed to hit. But anyhow, we got. Then at the end in the evening, when all the mob was almost hit, in that time we got a fresh stock of hand grenades. That was a tear gas grenade.
Okay.
So then we bursted some tear gas grenades to disperse the remaining crowd. But if that would be brought in the first, initially when we were in much need, it would probably have greater use to us.
Okay.
But it was received the tear gas grenades and shells when the mob was almost retreating and the crowd was dispersing.
But tell me something, like, do you think that it was correct on the part of the people, the citizens, to behave in such an erratic manner, like, for something that is...
The thing is that... Actually, such funeral processions and ceremonies have to be conducted in quiet solemnity and calmness.
Yeah.
But this was a very unexpected situation, and I think that was the major reason why the planning was not properly carried out, and the freshers were called. Actually, a constable who was killed yesterday, he was also a trainee, and actually the procedure is that the trainees should not be given these places to work in such crowd control where there is live action going on.
Yes.
They are always kept on the back for supporting supportive reasons.
Okay.
To aid the people who are actually fighting. But they were stuck up in a very hard situation. You must have seen it on the NDTV.
Yes, but I think the case was that the veterans were not contributing to the action part, and it was all that the freshers were doing, right?
Yeah. Especially in our situation, the veterans were literally standing behind. We were asking them, at least give your cane shields and body protector so that we can go ahead and do the thing. They were not even ready to give their equipment, nor they themselves were coming ahead to fight the mob.
Okay,
so it means
that they were literally afraid. They were literally afraid of all that action going on.
Yeah. The main concern from them was that if we leave our buses behind, then they had the KSRB news always in their own buses. What the thing was that they were explaining is, if we leave our bus and go into the mob, we may be caught individually and we may be killed. And the thing is, second thing is, our buses might be burnt behind if we come ahead. That's the reason main they were protecting their own buses behind.
Okay.
So some of them came ahead. It's not, but if the whole strength had worked effectively, it was not a very tough situation for us to handle. Because we, now what we feel is without any injuries, we all freshers try to manage it. Then with all the trained people working as a full force, it would be much more easier task for us. Even literally the IG was standing ahead and he himself was commanding the forces. No one was literally ready to listen. No one was obeying his command. The IG, Inspector General of Police, Mr. Reddy was standing in front with just a single cane shield. He had no stick in his hand. He was wearing an helmet and he was literally standing. And he was just requesting all the personnel, come ahead, please, come ahead, don't gather behind and fall back. If you fall back, the people will fall on you and we cannot control the situation in that state. That was the thing. But the people were not, the police persons were not ready to listen to him.
Oh, so the IG himself was trying to like push the people, but still it was not. Yeah.
Pardon, please.
No, you are saying that the IG himself was trying to tell the personnel that please come. He was actually requesting the people, personnel, that please come forward and take control of the situation, but they were not coming forward.
That was the real, actually, ground field reality. And we were all very much stunned to see that. We all freshers thought that the subordinates would always obey the command of the seniors. We had that type of mentality, but we just saw the practical thing in the field that no one was ready to listen to the commands of the most superior officers in the department. They were not just any inspectors or DSPs or SP. He was the IG, range IG, IGP. But he was a brave man. He literally let all the... what do you call a strong heart or his strong determination made us motivated, and we all pressures also thought that we should fight.
Okay.
And we all fought. Literally no one was hurt for the thing, and that was the better part. But it was a very good experience for me. This was a first hand experience for all of us.
Okay.
But now we got a much more confidence that as this was a very unruly and huge mob, smaller gatherings now I think we can handle it very comfortably because we had first hand experience of a very worse situation. So smaller situations, what will be, I think in the future we can handle it very easily in a very proper, organized manner.
It was actually as you said, a good experience for you. So I think I'll be closing in on this interview right now. Do you want to add some last lines to this?
Last line regarding the, what do you want, last line regarding our experience or regarding the...
regarding any message to the public that how they should react to a particular emotional experience like this in the future?
I would like to say only one thing, though it may not be very much appealing to the people, that they should always, at any situation, it may be worse than this, emotional situation or any farmers agitation or labor agitation, they should always obey the law and order and always try to maintain peace and minimize or don't participate in doing any harm to the public property. As this is all their own property, they are damaging with their own hands.
Yes.
So it's not going to help anybody. That's the only thing, I would say.
Okay. I think I should thank you for all your time. And I am closing in on the recording of this interview.
I would also thank you for conducting an interview.
Yeah.
It was a great thing for me sharing with you. Thank you.
Thank you.